almost didn't throw the white flag. I was going to give you one more lap.
The 9 running on the tires. He'll slide up off of turn number 4, Jerry. You've got a new race leader, Matthew Loeb. Your race leader with 4 laps to go.
All right. He told me to tell that joke.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Season 3, Episode 3 of the IMCA TV Dirtcast. A little bit different. What's going on here?
Three's across the board, but it's a very special day here.
What's going on, Jerry?
The home office.
Oh, Jim, what are you doing over here?
You know, I've never said the F word yet, but you.
Do it.
Nice.
We got some special guests here. We're waiting for our special guests. It's a big day.
Our guest of honor. Yes, a special.
Big day in Vietnam. Well, I mean, we're not telling anybody that. Something they don't know.
Right.
Because it's, you know, President's Day, then it's President of IMCA's Day. That's the way it falls every year.
And today is his birthday.
Correct. It's
Brett's birthday. He has no idea that we're here, that we came from out of town to do this podcast. We've got him isolated off into a room somewhere on the other side of the building. They're going to bring him back and surprise him. And he's on the phone. Go figure.
How old is he?
52.
52.
Thank you, Ken.
Wow.
He's old.
And this, of course, is Virginia, Brett's wife, and Kennedy, daughter.
Older than dirt.
Older than dirt.
Careful, Jim's older.
And Jim is dirt. Jim is.
I've been called worse. I'm used to it. So, yeah, we're going to have us a special podcast, and we'll just got to wait for the guest of honor to come in. It should be fun.
Should be, yeah. I mean, and he has no idea this is going on, right, Virginia?
He has no idea.
That this is going on or about anything?
About anything. About anything. He has no clue.
I figured there'd be a snafu that something would happen that would come up that...
Hey, producer Nate, could you text Brett and tell him you got something going on back there? He's on the phone. We want to kind of prompt him off. So, well, while we're waiting, you know, we did have some racing.
Yeah, we were. Well, the Mod Lights have been hot and heavy. I know that. They've been down in Florida. They started their season in Tennessee. Abilene raced over the weekend when it wasn't rainy.
One day.
Yeah, when it wasn't rainy.
Cold. That's that Texas weather, though.
Hey, it's like 80 there today.
In Texas it is? Yeah.
I think it was on the wrong weekend.
That's why it was 60 here and 40 down in Texas. Why would anybody want to live down there?
No snow.
I think the podcast is going to take a complete turn if you're going to ask her what the appeal of Texas is.
Should I start drinking now or later?
No, do not drink.
I'm going to Texas this weekend.
You're going to Kennedale, aren't you?
I'm going to KSB. It's supposed to be 80 degrees.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. Should be a great show.
Is it the spring kickoff or something like that?
Spring kickoff, yeah.
Oh my
of course,
gosh.
He's always on the phone.
What are we talking to?
So he said he'd be back in a couple minutes. He's on the phone. So Nate couldn't even get him back.
No.
We know he's not talking to Chris because it's 10.
Yeah, Chris is not up yet.
No.
He's sleeping. He won't wake up till more like 6 hours.
Yeah, true.
So Dave must have got the text.
Happy birthday.
Come on in.
It's a podcast.
Here.
We've been waiting for you off the damn phone.
Podcast.
Telling Super Dave to quit talking for 35 minutes. We know.
We've been live for 25 minutes.
Yeah, skip school to come see you.
Ratings are going to be through the roof.
Yeah.
Ratings are better because Jerry is
not
here.
Right. Oh,
is that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
That's our birthday present to you.
I wondered why you didn't call me this morning.
We've been talking
to a doctor appointment.
Remember? It's our special surprise.
I see what
you were
doing. You're like, why?
if I asked Virginia to come be on the podcast, she'd say, I'm not fine doing that.
I said, I'll be on as long as Jerry's not here. I'm here.
It's our birthday present to you. What do you get a guy that's got everything?
Yeah.
It's a Jerry free podcast.
Oh, that's the best birthday present.
Maybe getting him a trip to some island, but that was last week. Trip to Abilene.
Daddy, do you have any snacks over there? Snacks.
Snacks? I have some in the office.
Well, I'm going to get snacks. I'm hungry. I don't want no candy.
Well, bring me candy then.
Ryan loves candy.
I just took you to school.
You did. I picked her up.
Did I meet you when I got to town?
Did you?
I met someone out on the curb.
Probably
what
me.
Are we talking about?
Going to get
it's,
Kennedy.
It's a special birthday podcast.
Like anybody cares about my birthday.
Not everybody turns everybody 70 cares. Every day.
No shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Are these good pictures?
I got out of bed this morning and Virginia's like, why are you moving so slow? Is your back hurt?
He bent over and he was like,
just old.
Like, because I'm 52. But if you turn 52 around, it's 25. So I figure, well, I'm also 25 today, too.
Your birthday cake will have 25 on it tonight because I'm not.
Which will be better than 55 because if you turn 55 around, it's still 55.
So that makes us a year apart.
Correct.
Are you 56?
No. What if I turn 62?
Oh, 65.
He's 26. That's funny.
Huh? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I mean, how do y'all get here? Who planned this?
Jim.
Really?
But he wanted to cancel it all because he thought your birthday was tomorrow. And if your birthday was tomorrow, we were going to do it Wednesday, and then he'd stop, and we were going to go to the Iowa Wild hockey game tomorrow night. But
well, funny. Jody sent out the memo that the office is going out to lunch at Mexican, and I can't pass up a free meal.
Yeah. So. I even asked Virginia, hey, you want to go to lunch with us? And she said yes. Usually she's like, oh, I'm busy.
I usually say no, but I knew about it, so that's why I'm going.
So that'll be fun.
You had a massage today. I had to cancel it for this.
We can do some mezcal shots, tequila shots.
No, Kendi has wrestling. There's no shots.
Well, that'd even be better.
If I do a couple of mezcal shots and then go to a wrestling match.
Oh, yeah.
I will be that guy.
That's called a TikTok video
You'll be flying out of bed then. You won't be moving
Virginia
slow.
I'll make the news.
No, we won't
and have her beat up some other mom.
No, because that's what will happen.
Perfect.
I will fight somebody else's mom at the wrestling
Perfect. Meet. That's TikTok.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about the wrestling. Kennedy wrestling and Virginia.
I like to fight.
Is that where she gets it?
Yes.
Candy. Thank you, Kennedy.
Candy. Yeah.
Cheese Whiz. Cheese Whiz and Ritz. Oh, crackers.
We ate those last week.
It's like the lunch of snacks of champions. Yeah. Remember, you're cutting weight.
That's why she gave me the chocolate. Yeah.
She said this morning when she got up, I weighed
88.7 pounds.
7 pounds.
What'd she have to weigh?
I don't know. I think it's just under 100.
She wrestles 100 and under.
I think it's just under 100.
They don't have, like, specific weights or anything?
They do.
They do.
In high school, you have to make... I don't know what the weight is in high school.
It gets more serious in high school. Seventh and eighth grade, their weights are a little broader, a little wider because they just want them all to wrestle.
They just want you out for the sport.
They just want you to have somebody to wrestle against. And if they tighten up the weight classes, you it makes it more difficult.
You don't have to wrap Kennedy in one of those plastic suits and throw her in the sauna or anything like that.
Not yet.
Depends on how serious Virginia gets.
Virginia?
Yeah.
The main question we got for you is cheer or wrestling?
You know, it's hard because the wrestling is probably more fun to watch, but cheer is a lot safer.
She doesn't like it when you put stuff like that
in
her face.
I don't like things in my face. Stop.
Put the microphone really close to your mouth.
Stop. I don't like that.
Talk dirty to it.
Gross. I don't want Cheese Whiz. A life hack?
Oh boy, here we go. Life hacks. Take your
Ritz cracker. Does it go up through the hole in the middle? I would break the cracker.
I was going to say it's going to shoot on the ceiling, probably.
Gross.
Then I'll have to clean it off.
So Brett's 52. Look at this sweet outfit.
Yeah.
Got rhinestones on it. You got cowboy boots on.
I'm carrying a football. I mean, it's
big wide white
turtleneck.
That's the mid-70s.
That I'm not. What years does it say on the back?
65. You still got your
2 years old.
74. So. Almost 3 years old.
Almost 3 years old. I got a football.
Oh.
How'd that pan out for
you? That technically, if you look at that,
is that a belt?
It is. It's a fancy white one, I think.
This is like the rhinestone cowboy.
You look at that picture, that also could double as my ninth grade high school picture.
That's the whole thing.
That's about how big I was then.
Yeah, the whole Grandma's correction from Sears.
Poor guy.
See how big Kennedy was when she was in here. That was me in high school.
You were tiny back in high school. You were a little guy.
He got swirlies, poor guy.
I did. Now I weighed 90.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. What year is that?
I think that
is Steve Urkel phase.
That could be ninth grade. That very well could
your
be.
Jeffrey Dahmer glasses just do it for me right there. Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's either those, or the pink sweater.
Yeah.
The pink sweater, yeah.
It's that the was glasses. Here style comes back then?
I guess. It must have been. Yeah.
That's scary. That's your father.
That was about your age, Ken.
You married him.
I was probably 14 in
your
that.
Your neck looks really long.
Because I have no shoulders. I mean, come on.
I was wondering how that sweater's staying on.
Let's break out some of Ryan's pictures and Jim's pictures.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
That's all right. We know what you guys have to prepare for now.
We even got a guest on here.
We do. There's a guest.
We do.
Who's
guest
on?
It's your birthday. We need to have a guest. We found one person who actually wanted to take the time to wish you a happy birthday.
I went through a list of 50 people.
We found your friend. We found your friend.
We were going to do one of those celebrity roasts, but we couldn't round up enough people.
Nobody cared.
Kevin was busy. And
yeah, Kevin. Yeah. He had to deliver parts, so couldn't do him. So.
Oh, you guys. I swear.
Who's on? Is somebody on? Oh my God.
Come on now.
All the way from.
Where is he at? Is that Vinton?
Hello.
He's trying to figure out how to run his phone.
He don't know how to run it.
You got that right, Brett. I need an IT guy here.
I travel with one. A 12-year-old IT person.
I don't live with one.
He doesn't know how to work it. I'm jealous. Jolynn sent me a picture, a happy birthday picture this morning of you two, and I'm like, oh, man. I just said thanks. Yeah. I just said thanks in my thanks because I was like, I'm so jealous.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get together on one of these trips pretty soon. So I want to wish you a happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
You mean a lot to me.
Yeah, you mean a lot to me. Yeah, when Jolynn and Virginia get together and we mix tequila and margaritas, we make all kinds of fun plans.
Spicy margaritas.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and definitely have a good time every time we're with you.
Sometimes I ruin them, you know. We planned one vacation together, and then I showed up to the airport with an expired passport.
That was today, actually. Like, how many years
5 years ago?
It's like 5 or 6 years ago.
Someone didn't have an updated passport.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was so mad.
It was on my memories today. I saw it.
I don't think I've ever been so mad at myself and embarrassed. I was. It's like 30 people, like 15, 16 couples or whatever it was. We're all going to Cancun together. And Virginia and I did the walk of shame out of the airport together.
7 years ago.
7 years.
Her and Jolynn were bawling, and I was so pissed off. I just wanted to drive the car into a wall. I was so mad. I was like, let's get out of here.
How do we have an expired passport?
I don't check your passports. My license expires today.
Get
out of here.
It does. My driver's license expired today, and the airport told me. I'm like, ooh, I better get that changed.
Yeah, like 30 or 60
days. You better get that done.
Yeah, 30 days.
Yeah, will they let you fly with an expired license?
Oh, yeah, you probably can't fly.
If you have a passport, though, you can fly with that.
It expires today.
With an expired driver's license, you can?
You don't need your driver's license to fly. Just your passport.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sam, fun down there, Scott?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Looks pretty.
You know, we talked to Nate at IMCA TV today, who our guest was going to be, and he didn't know who Scott Hogan was. I said, how long has Scott Hogan been retired from racing? It hasn't been that long.
It's
going to be the fourth year.
Man.
Four years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You miss it, too. So.
Yeah, he looks like he misses it.
Yeah, look.
Instead of going on racing vacation.
Racing, sitting on a beach.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Beatrice.
Yeah.
Beatrice
or Cancun.
Spring Nationals or
Spring Break.
Yeah. At home, get snowed out or go down to the beach. I think I'll take the beach.
I think you made the right decision there.
Yeah.
Weather's been good down there.
How's everybody doing?
Looks like the weather's been good down there.
Yeah, outside of the 2 weeks, looks like we only have one day that had some sprinkles, so it's been really nice.
You've been down there 2 weeks?
Did I say that?
I think he lives down there. I think that's his new address.
Like we just said, he sells his race car and he can afford to go on vacation for 2 weeks.
Well, I don't.
That's right.
We got to cut this part out because we can't let other racers see this.
Yeah, you maybe don't want to, publish that.
Well, you're supposed to say how bad you miss it and you'd rather be at the racetrack than Cancun. Oh, yeah. And go.
Yeah.
He can say he don't miss it, but he misses some of it. I know he does because he watches races. He won't admit it, but he watches races, and I know he watches races, even though I don't have to ask him. I know he's watching.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Closet
IMG TV fan. You still haven't got me that subscription.
If you could afford to go to Cancun on vacation for 2 weeks, you can buy your own subscription.
No shit.
I gotta have people come over to the house and we all chip in that way I can so we can watch it. You know? Yeah.
Watch parties at the Hogan house.
Yeah.
Once again, something we need to cut out of here. Because remember, only one person can watch per buy. Isn't that the way it's set up?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He's got it set up like that. Me.
But Ryan, how you been?
Good. Can't complain.
Good. Good. Jerry, good seeing you.
I can't believe you called Virginia Jerry.
Oh, whatever.
Man, they do kind of look alike, though.
Oh, my God.
With Jerry's little frosted tips.
Oh, wow. Right,
right. Funny.
We gave Brett the best birthday present of all. It's a Jerry-free podcast.
It'll have there the highest go. Rating.
And it's a present not only for Brett, but it's the rest of the watching, listening public.
Yeah. I spent the weekend with Jerry and Abilene, and he's like, hey, I get to the racetrack, and he's like, hey, where are you? And I'm like, down in tech. He goes, I'm up. He texts me back, I'm up in the tower. I'm like, okay, I'm nowhere I'm not going.
Yeah. I'm staying out of the tower.
I'm staying down here with the rattlesnakes in Abilene.
I heard.
Oh, jeez.
I have not been able to confirm that yet, but I heard from John Webb they found 3 rattlesnakes in the
There's
office.
Rattlesnakes in, the wow. office? In and around there.
Yeah.
Is it like mating season or something?
No.
I think two were alive, one was dead.
It's probably raining and they were going inside.
Rob says, oh, it's cold. They don't come out very much.
They hide underneath the rocks.
Do they have rattlesnakes in Cancun, Scott?
You see that? They got seagulls, and that's about it, I think.
Seagulls. You got iguanas.
I'll take seagulls. They got iguanas, yes.
Do seagulls get mean? Yeah.
Pardon?
Do seagulls get mean?
Only when you feed them.
Yeah, they can get kind of nasty when you feed them.
They try not to have them around. So, but, you know, now and then I got to pot stir a little bit and get things wound up.
We were down there last year. We stayed down. Was it last year we went on your big work trip? We went on a work trip for Virginia's won a couple of work trips for her.
Yeah.
Her accelerating or excelling? Accelerating? Whatever word I use.
A ribbon.
Excelling. Yeah, ribbon. At her occupation. So she wins trips down there. So we've went down there 2 or 3 times now for her work trips. And they have, at the resorts, they have hawks that they carry around. They carry a hawk around.
On their arm.
On their arm to scare away, like, all the other little birds, believe it or not.
Yes.
At the resort.
They hire, like, a lady that has the hawk on her arm, and she walks around. And
what other kind of birds are there?
Like, all just any of the little ones, like, I don't think that they do it for the seagulls.
That I feed. Wow. I feed them.
Any of the little, like, cracklins and blackbirds and stuff you see down there.
Blackbirds and all that, yep.
Yeah, they just walk around with a hawk. I'm like, why is that lady carrying a hawk? And that's why. Scares all the birds away.
Right.
We learned something. It's kind of interesting. It's fun going down there. We're looking forward to going down there with you.
In November.
Yeah. November, I think we're going.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I booked the trip.
Yep.
I got drunk. I got drunk with JoLynn drinking margaritas. Brett wakes up and goes, what's this credit card charge? I was like, we're going to Cancun. How long have these been sitting in there?
So we're going. I don't know.
Those are gross.
Some of that stuff is eat at your own risk, Kennedy. Is it like a rock? Licorice. Rock licorice, we call that.
Save that for Jerry.
Yeah. But, how's Jim been feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling good.
Good, good, good. Good deal.
Yep.
He survived the worst part of his heart attack, is what I've said.
Your physical health seems to be good, although the heart attack didn't improve your personality by any stretch of the imagination.
You thought it would?
No.
It has not changed him much, Scott.
Not at
all. He's still
Jim. It's a new, kinder, gentler Jim.
Kinder?
Yeah.
We were just talking crap before Brett got in here.
We could rehash that.
Yeah.
No, Super Dave might get mad.
Yeah, this is a PG-rated podcast.
Yeah.
When are we going to do an after-hours podcast where we can...
IMCA After Dark.
Yeah. I can roast people? Yeah. A real roast?
Ooh. Yeah.
It would be nice to have one where we Virginia's could make fun of people and, you know, laugh at people trying to run 100,000 to win races and collect entry fee like a year or two before. Hey, by the way, don't...
And not pay.
Exactly. And by the way, entries have opened up for the 2025 Super Nationals.
They have?
Yeah.
It's only 2024.
Oh. I thought that's
how you did it. Go ahead.
Jim's trying to be funny. Go for it, Scott.
I said, you asked me if I missed it. I said, I do miss the Super Nationals. That was always such a great event. And you can see so many of your friends in that.
Yeah, you can still come.
Yeah.
I can't afford to. I got to go tropical.
Got to go to Cancun.
Once again, something we don't like to tell racers.
You only get so much vacation time.
Right.
That's right. I don't hardly get any, so, you know.
Yeah, and his whole family, his whole heck, his whole crew practically worked in our vending trailers during the week too, as well. So we lost a racer when he retired, and we lost half our staff at the Super Nationals when he retired too. But
that's right.
That's all right. We get to see you all the time still, and we've got a lot of awesome memories from racing, and it's brought both our families together, and eating pizza at the Holiday Inn or wherever it was in
Beatrice.
It was snowing outside.
Oh, that was miserable.
And Scott was there racing, and we were eating frozen pizzas in the front room.
Went out and got my pizza cooker out of the hauler and brought it in, man. We got people going to the stores buying pizzas and everything. It was great.
That was fun.
Good memories there.
Yeah, exactly. People think we just go out and eat steak all the time. Nah, we'll take a Domino. I don't remember what we had, Totino's or Domino's.
I don't know.
I think Tombstone you had. Tombstone
free pizzas at the
lobby
of the Holiday Inn in Beatrice.
It was fun.
Some forgot to take the clothes off getting in the pool. You know, it was a good time.
Those rain out and snow outs in Beatrice can be trouble, especially back about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I made the mistake of going in the brass rail or whatever it's called.
Not with Tronic.
Yeah. The one night I was in there, Tronic was beating up everybody in the bar.
Oh, yeah. Same
thing. I am not going to be on his list, so I'm leaving.
I mean, you're sitting there talking to him. He's got a drink in his hand. All of a sudden, he turns around. It's a guy in the mouth like it's doesn't even break the conversation.
Yeah. Doesn't miss a beat. Good times.
The good old days.
Yep. Real good times.
Well, have fun in Cancun.
We appreciate you coming in.
Drink for us.
I will, and I just want to make sure you have a great day today, Brett, and happy birthday, and good talking to everybody.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm about out of – I need a captain, Ryan.
I've got your captain.
Thanks, Scott. Say hi to Joe Lynn for me.
I will. Thanks a lot for having me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God, I wish I was in Cancun.
He's such a nice guy.
They are
just good people.
Yeah,
they are
just
genuine. He was such a good ambassador for the sport here and around the Vinton area, and an ambassador for IMCA racing.
Absolutely.
You know, he ran a lot of non-IMCA stuff at first when he started racing. He ran in town here, which wasn't sanctioned, and then he went over and run some open stuff or NASCAR stuff, I think is what it was sanctioned back in the day, and Farley and some of those places when Al Frieden was running those tracks. So it's not like Scott Hogan bleeds IMCA, you know, but it's just, you know, the fact that he ended up racing a lot of IMCA. He drove to Burlington every weekend for us is about an hour and a half from here. It's a long drive, you know. You know, he drove down there every weekend for like 3 or 4 years in a row. You know, he won a lot in Independence. He used to race a lot in Independence.
I think he won like 20 track championships. Probably 17, 18 of those were IMCA sanctioned.
How many career feature wins?
I don't know. I really,
he's got a lot.
He was one of those guys. He'd win a lot, but there were years he won 2 or 3 championships without even winning a race. He was just consistently good.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, it's interesting because Scott, you know, his family's, you know, he started racing with his dad obviously he got into it. And I was around at the races when Scott first started racing, and he was terrible.
I tell people that story.
He was terrible.
He would go down to turn one and two. He'd spin out every set of turns. Terrible. He was not good. He'll be the first to tell you that.
Yes, he will. He knows. We're not saying anything he didn't know.
I only know the good Scott Hogan racer.
He was terrible. He was terrible, and people make fun of it and stuff like that. But then he started getting better and better, and the more he raced.
Once he got his first win, he just got – it was like the switch turned on.
Yeah, he just came – he became the guy to beat around here. In town and Independence, and even down in Burlington, and he was racing Burlington. I don't know if he's racing Donaldson much then.
I don't think I remember the
two. He was in Burlington every Saturday night, and he'd come back.
He qualified for the Super Nationals. That had to be about 95.
He won the Race of Champions at the IMCA Super Nationals, I think it was 2004. We've got a picture of that race in the office here where he was racing. I believe it was Logue, I think, is in the picture.
Logue and Noble, I think. Or no, Pounds, I think.
He the picture's got him. I think it's either Logue or Murray. I think it's Logue. And I think he passed him with like two to go or something like that. It's a good race. It's a good race. So yeah, it was one of those moments where it's like, you know, when it happens, you don't realize how long it sticks with you, but it sticks with us and our family and our friendship and stuff for our lifetime. So racing's like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, he's a pretty good guy to have on my birthday celebration here.
That was it. There's nobody else.
Nobody else, sorry. Everyone else said no.
Now we'll give you the list of people who wouldn't come out for your birthday.
Do you want the list? Yeah. It's long.
I know that list.
Oh, there's one more?
This is a recorded one?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Hey, Brett. Sorry I couldn't make it today.
We don't care.
So I take dog to the vet. All that stuff, you know, I mean, heaven forbid you put your birthday on days that people have things going on, but that's okay. Hope you enjoyed your surprise, Jim. Jim didn't do too bad of a job for once. Good job, Jim. Way to go. Can't believe you kept that a secret. But yeah, happy birthday. 72 has never looked so good. I mean, I tell you what, by the time you get to Hugh Hefner status, you are going to be... Boom. Happy birthday. See you on the next podcast.
It's hilarious. 72.
Now, we do have the ability to edit these podcasts, don't we?
Can we just take that all out, please?
Jim and his ideas. Jim got me a cameo. It was like a couple years ago.
For your 50th.
Yeah,
for my 50th.
It was like a wrestler, wasn't it?
Randy Couture.
It was Randy Couture.
Oh, that's right. UFC.
Yeah, I still have that.
That
I'll watch it every now and then. I'm like, I can't believe Jim did that.
That was a good one.
It was. It was really good. Because the cameo How'd stuff is pretty that? Cool, and you see people doing cameos. It's one of those things you kind of forget about. I've always wanted to do cameos.
I forgot about it now that
the website.
Did you? Is that how you did it?
Yeah.
You can go on there and request it.
You can. I had read something.
With AI now, it's really easy to do because it doesn't even have to be real.
Did you get me one for my birthday? I thought you did.
We looked at it, and there's some really cool ones on there. They can get kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know, I read a story, I read a lot, I read a story the other day of somebody who was, they had, you know, they do a lot of cameos, and I'm like, oh, that's so interesting.
We should do you on there and see how much we can
Nobody
earn.
Wants a cameo of me.
I was supposed to give the speech at the prenuptial for JJ's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I got him a cameo.
Yep.
So I didn't have to do it.
Exactly. Mankind or somebody.
Tommy Dreamer. The originator of hardcore wrestling.
This is like old school wrestling.
I mean, I know
kind of
Mankind,
stuff.
But I don't know the other guy. You
know, most people know like Hulk Hogan and
the Hardy Boys or whatever.
Yeah.
So you didn't speak at your son's wedding?
The wedding was a wrestling match. Let's be real. When it ended, there was a big belt.
JJ had a wrestling belt he walked out with.
I was like, what is going on?
Shoulder.
Is this a wedding or
he came
are we
to
at
a reception
match?
With a wrestling belt over his shoulder.
It was pretty entertaining. It was probably the best wedding, too. They had donuts. It was a good wedding.
It was a
donut
good
donut bar. Oh, it was awesome.
They did a good job.
Yeah, I think the wrestling deal didn't quite fit the venue.
No, it did not fit that fancy venue because it was black tie.
The dueling pianos, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good wedding.
Yeah. It was a very good wedding.
It was.
But, yeah. No, the cameos are neat.
They are.
They are neat.
They're pretty cool.
I should get one today for you. I got to go on there. Look for Snooki or something.
Snooki, yeah.
Stalking her.
Stalking her.
I stalked her, but she was busy. She had her baseball cap on. She had on a mask. She didn't want anyone bothering her.
She didn't want anybody to know it's her. So she's like, there's literally at the cheer comp in Indianapolis, there was 2,160 teams. So there was about 30,000 cheerleaders there. So there was people like everywhere.
It was called the Super Nationals.
It's called Super Nationals. I took pictures of the logo. I'm like, oh, this is...
It looks like our shirt. It's weird.
I'm like, this even looks like the IHA Super Nationals logo. People think we copying them or did they copy us? But yeah, I mean, it was at PRI in Indianapolis, same place at the convention center, and it's bigger than PRI. I mean, PRI is big, but...
St. Elmo's, though.
You put 30,000 cheerleaders in there. I mean, it's a different setting. But Virginia the whole time is like she's trying to figure out who Snooki's daughter is, what team she's on.
I had to find her team.
Where they're from.
Well, you went to great lengths, didn't you?
She did.
I found her, and I got to watch her compete. So then I stood down at the bottom where all the moms get together and, like, do the tunnels, the kids clap. I just stand down there, like,
waiting
I know what
for
I'm
her
doing.
To show up. Here she comes.
And I don't fit in with the Jersey crowd, let's be real. So I'm, like, hiding, trying to find her.
Yankees.
I see her, and then I'm like, okay, there's Snooki. And then she's busy. And then I felt bad, and I didn't want to bother her with her daughter. She's being a mom. And so I just followed her around with my camera.
Took pictures of her back.
I'm like, really? But I didn't get a picture with her. I tried.
Well, the worst she can say is no.
I didn't bother.
If you time
Next
it
time.
Right.
Next time. Hey, maybe she's watching today. Who knows?
Yeah, she could be a fan of the podcast.
I highly doubt that.
We can tag her.
We are one of the
Snooki.
Nate can help us out here.
Top 25%.
Top 25% of the podcast.
Yeah, how can we have? Why don't we have Snooki as a guest, special guest today?
We tried.
Scott Hogan and Snooki.
We tried for your birthday, but she said no too.
She said no. She was on the list.
A lot of long people said no. Jim's like, who's next? Hold on.
I'm busy.
I'm trying to figure out who to call.
I'm busy.
And truth be told, Scott Hogan was already drunk. He wasn't going to agree to do that. Yeah,
he was drinking strawberry daiquiris. It was asked to Lynn. I'm like, are y'all drunk? It's an hour ahead.
Behind, probably.
Hell, we couldn't get Chris to wake up and get him on here.
Chris is sleeping.
Yeah, I believe that.
He gets up at about 12:30.
Kennedy just came because she wanted to get out of school.
She's missing social studies.
She's like, yes.
But she has wrestling, so she has to get back to school.
Where's her wrestling at?
She's at Benton tonight.
Benton tonight.
20 miles away, not far.
Arch rival.
Yeah, from this area.
Is the rivalry still, is it strong around here anymore, or is it not?
I don't know.
I don't feel like there's any school spirit
there's
as much.
No animosity.
No, I don't think it's like that. It could be, but I don't know.
I don't think it's as like it used to be.
Does she know who she's wrestling?
No, not till you get there.
Checking out on Huddle to watch.
Well, the WalMac's changed, I think. We've had different teams in the conference. It's just so much different than when we were kids. Back when I was in ninth grade in that picture right there.
Have you taught her how to throw
the football?
Thumbtacks on the mat.
Oh, don't say that.
Break through the table.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Hit her with a chair.
Of course.
This is not SmackDown.
That's right.
High school, Jim.
He's still in middle school. This isn't the real wrestling you're talking about.
Gosh,
yeah.
SmackDown.
That's awesome.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well.
You try to put the blade in her, wrap it up.
No, they check your arms.
Cut herself with the blade.
They check your arms. If you have a hair tie, you get disqualified.
They make her clip her fingernails.
Can't have hair ties.
You do all kinds of stuff.
On the way over here, I watched the Ric Flair 30 for 30 again.
I bet you did.
Didn't we buy that jacket?
I've got a robe. Yeah.
I thought we bought the Nature Boy robe
I bought at the autograph store.
There you go.
We should have worn that today. It's in a glass case, but...
Yeah, I could wear that to a podcast if you want
me to. Why do we have this in our house? It's so weird.
30 for 30, he talked about his robes and said they're $10,000 to $12,000 a piece. Anybody can have
those. The really fancy ones he used to wear, they're awesome. He was known for that. But these are just look like bathrobes that you buy at Walmart.
So you bought a $10,000 Ric Flair robe?
It was not $10,000. I would not let him do that.
I think I paid like $75 for this robe at the autograph store. I'm like, oh, that is so awesome.
It may not even be his autograph.
That is stupid. I can't believe you're buying that.
Who's buying somebody's robe?
There was two of them. There was a light baby blue one and a pink one. And I'm like, oh, I want the pink one. And he's like, it's already sold. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, they can't keep them in stock.
They already sold it, so I bought the baby blue one.
Woo!
It's a random thing in our house. Like,
woo! I'll just put it on, wear it around the basement. Woo!
He does not do that. I would not allow that.
I think it's what you need to wear to driver's meeting, the Super Nationals.
I will.
Woo!
Don't dare me.
Is he still alive?
You won't do it.
Yeah, he's alive.
He is alive?
I think he is.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, okay.
He was just on something the other day.
He was.
He's got to be 90 years old.
Let's find out.
I bet he's 80, early 80s,
he's gotta probably. He's got to be in his 80s, I would bet.
Nope.
How old is he?
Late 70s.
74.
Oh, I would have guessed looks way like he's older.
Well, yeah, but you watch a rough life. 30 for 30, you know, he drank every day. He drank at least 10 beers and five or six mixed drinks a day.
Yeah, he lived a
he looks rough.
Wild life.
He looks like it.
Ooh. That stuff was all fine and dandy till he turned about 52.
Exactly.
52, whatever. You hard to dream.
And you can't get out of bed. Your wife's like, why are you getting out of bed so slow?
I was like, what are you doing? Why are you bending over like that? He had his hand on his back and his underwear, his old man drawers. And was I bending over?
My old man drawers.
My old man drawers.
It's only downhill from here. It don't get any better.
I know.
I'm like, go to the chiropractor. You look like shit.
Yeah, Kennedy made me a waffle, woke
she
me up.
She made two Belgian waffles with blueberries and whipped cream, all handmade. Brought it to bed, playing Happy Birthday.
Playing Happy Birthday on her phone. Wow. Woke me up to that.
Wow.
I know. Look at that.
And I felt she's obligated. So I better sweet. Get out of bed. She's like, "Well, you want to eat it?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll come down and eat in the kitchen." So then I put my clothes on and went down to the kitchen and took a picture with her. And Virginia's like, "You look like you just got out of bed." And I'm like,
"It looks like I got beat up." It's like half
because
asleep.
Because I did.
Hair's all a mess. I'll post it.
Oh, great.
Here we go. We'll get it on the podcast here.
They're going to grab that and make an AI video of me.
Send it to Nate real quick.
Yeah, we all need to see it. Yeah,
everybody should see it. Yesterday,
thousands upon thousands watching this now.
We left my car in Cedar Rapids the other night when I got back from the airport because they were in town already. So I came back with her, and so I didn't have a car drive yesterday. So I jumped in her car, and I was driving her car yesterday, and I didn't have my sunglasses, so I put her sunglasses on. I do this all the time. I put her sunglasses on, and then I take a picture of myself wearing her sunglasses and send it to her. I'm like, these fit perfect. She's like, those are my Gucci glasses. Don't lose them. I'm like, really? I'm like taking them off. I'm like, good God.
They match your wallet?
Yeah, no.
Close.
She's like a Jim.
Was that the
She's like a sunglasses.
Oh, that's right.
I love sunglasses.
She will buy a new pair of sunglasses every week.
Oh, I love sunglasses.
I'm like, why? Yeah,
that's your new profile.
Yeah, that's
picture.
Yeah, Gucci glasses.
So that's why I put it on there. I was laughing.
Gucci smoochie.
Yeah. So everybody makes that trout pout look, you know, when they do
trout pout.
They kiss
that's
or whatever.
Like it's like GTO. Gym tan laundry.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand half of this.
You
shit.
Guys don't know what they're talking about.
That's
GTL?
That's a, I know.
Gym tan laundry?
That's a Jersey Shore.
It is a Jersey Shore.
We were talking about Snooki, so.
She watches Jersey right, Shore. Nonstop.
I love Jersey Shore.
Is that still on?
Yes, I love Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore Vacation now.
Yes.
How long has that been on? For like 20 years, non-stop. 15 years?
Like 15 years, I think.
Wow. I didn't know that was still a thing.
Yeah, they're all old like me now, too.
They're not very much younger than me. I think they're like 5 years younger than me. 6 years.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Got the situation and yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I like putting on her sunglasses and taking a picture of myself and sending it to her and laughing, making it, these look good on my face. And there's like ones, she posted half of them. They're like round ones.
Oh, yeah. That's, Candy calls you Saucy Santana.
Yeah, she would call me Saucy Santana one day.
Y'all know Saucy Santana? You have to know Saucy Santana.
I have no clue who that is.
Google Saucy Santana right now. He puts my sunglasses on one day and
Saucy Santana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he gonna lock his phone up?
No. He's a
lock his phone up.
Is he like what would you call him? A rapper? Terrible. Not really a rapper, but he's like
he's an American rapper. He began his career as a makeup artist for the hip hop duo City Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
You see his picture?
Yeah, never heard of him.
Oh, he's got some good songs. Ken knows Saucy Santana.
Oh, she found the snacks.
She did. She's
I'm not too mainstream, Virginia.
She eats nonstop.
You got a carbo load before a big match.
Exactly. She already cut the weight.
She's ready to go back to school.
She's going to be wired.
Oh, that's the best way. Get her some of that sweet
needs a
tire.
Pin. I know.
What do you call that shit that you... Dip in the stick.
Oh, the fun dip.
Fun dip. We have that.
Fun dip. I'll say hummus. Fun dip.
Hey, you licked a little white.
We have a whole box of those.
We do. We bought them for all the cheerleaders for Valentine's.
Yeah.
Valentine's.
There it is.
Valentine's.
Yeah,
oh,
look at
me. See, look at it.
I'm fresh out of bed.
Like
that doesn't even look like
that. Doesn't even look like
I'm fresh out of bed.
Oh, those are his Tim Ward glasses.
My Tim Ward glasses.
Yeah.
With his Cody Malicote haircut.
Yeah.
That's the Jerry.
That's what I look like in the morning when I get up. And on vacation, I never comb my hair.
He puts his Iron Man shirt on and bends over like an old man going, oh, this hurts. But look at that waffle.
I know it. That looks good.
She did it good. She's
blueberries
good...
and whipped cream, and she had chocolate chips on it.
I'm perfect. A waffle food truck.
Yeah. Ken could be the cook.
We got some trailers back here, don't we?
We do.
We do.
There you go.
You could,
I'll be the chef.
Kennedy? Ken's waffles?
Do chicken and waffles.
Oh.
Yeah, good
yes.
stuff.
That would be good.
Adobo and waffles.
Oh, yeah. Al pastor. By the laundromat.
Oh.
Brett's going to kick me off the podcast.
No. I've invited her to be on there. She's like, I ain't doing that.
I said I'd do it. If you get rid of Jerry, I'll be there.
It's and a Jerry's special gone, day I'm today.
Here. Get rid of Jerry.
I'm here, right?
You are.
Okay.
And you guys, I had no idea. None of you were here. I had no idea. Nate's like, hey, I need help with the trailer. I said, all right, I'll be back in a couple minutes. I texted him, and then Dave called me.
And Dave never stops talking.
I can
talking.
Talk all day.
No, I, yes, and he does.
So finally, I'm texting.
He's like, I've been on the phone. For two
Dave, you
days.
Need to get off the phone so Brett can come back. We're going to do a surprise podcast.
He didn't tell me that.
Good.
Well, he's
he
not
kept
supposed
the
to. We were worried he's going to tell you, hey, I just got a text from Jim. But we were waiting out here for like 40 minutes.
We figured
with 40 minutes?
With Nate we're, texting yeah, you and everybody texting you, we thought you'd pick up on something talking. Going on.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not that smart.
I text you, I said, what are you doing? And you go, why?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, and then... That's not all that I said. Yeah. What else did you say?
Well, I said, I told him I was going to be say something dirty. And then I said, well, shoot, I better not. He might go home.
No. I would have. I almost I did. True. When you're 52 and someone says I'm horny, I'm like, okay. I'll be home in a second. I'll tell my Whitney, the receptionist, and Jody, who answers the phone, hey, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
That includes travel time.
He does.
You get to stop and eat lunch.
It's a 1 minute trip there, a 1 minute trip back.
It's a 2 minute trip over and a 2 minute trip back. I only need to be there for a minute.
And another waffle.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well.
Good times.
Now, this is sounding like one of our regular podcasts.
Yes, we didn't know how today was going to go, but we're feeling right at home right now.
It is.
Ryan drove all the way from Des Moines.
I know. Jim drove
Jim
from
Omaha.
Jim came from
Omaha. That's crazy. Left his lunch at Block 16 to come here.
Yeah, I don't even know what the special is today. Probably be something good, too.
I know.
Their Facebook is just as good as their food is, though.
Oh, their food is so good.
I love their social media.
Like, I would drive there just to eat at Block 16.
Omaha is awesome for people that want places to go to eat in Omaha. Block 16 downtown.
But you have to go.
It was on Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't think it did it any justice, to be honest.
Triple D. I haven't watched the episode.
Yeah.
Have I?
Jim's a Triple D connoisseur, so he goes to all the Triple D places when he travels.
I love it
he'll hit
Oh, man.
He'll hit the Triple D places.
What's the special? Don't say lobster roll.
House meatballs, Parmesan fried chicken, mozzarella, oxtail ragu, butter herb pasta, pepperoni banana peppers, fried string cheese, and a garlic herb burrito.
That's your stuff, Brett, the meatballs.
Line will be out the door.
If you leave now, well, no, it'd be
Then we
now.
Went there that one time. The place is packed. I think I've said this. The place is just absolutely packed,
when you
right?
broke the chair?
And there's nowhere to sit, hardly ever. You're always got to wait. So you're always timing when you get your food and when you can sit because people will walk in and sit down, and then you're just screwed. So a table opens up, and it was like it's like musical chairs. You know, it's kind of quick. So I just slid in and sit down in the chair, and the leg broke off this chair in the middle of this restaurant.
In
front of a packed restaurant, and I'm laying on my flat on my back, and the whole place just goes silent.
Did you get free food?
I didn't get free food.
You
but
did
I
not.
Was so embarrassed.
I was embarrassed.
I wanted to get up and leave. She's like, why'd you break the chair? I'm like, I just sat in it.
You
I
broke
swear.
The whole leg off the chair.
I did. It just busted right off.
No wonder I can't find a seat at Block 16 anymore.
Don't jump into the chair fast.
He was excited about that hamburger.
I was. Good stuff.
But we're going to go eat Mexican here.
We are.
At the new Mexican restaurant in town. We're regulars.
I'm making him a birthday cake from scratch.
She is.
I am.
Wow.
I know.
Even though I really don't like cake.
That was
rude. I don't like cake.
It's like it was news to
no,
her.
I didn't mean it rude. You know that.
Seriously, who doesn't like cake?
I'm not a big, and Nate
You're more of a pie guy? Wow.
I don't eat donuts. A lot of cake. I mean, if they have cake, like if you have the dessert menu.
You like pie. You like
I love pie.
If you have dessert key menus, I always go, I start with key lime pie. I'll get that if they have it. Then I'll go back down to the cheesecake if they have that.
What about carrot cake?
I do like carrot cake. And then
the ram?
I thought it was the grotto.
They've got good. I was they've there. Got they've got good. Oh, you too.
Nobody understands our jokes though. That's what sucks.
I do.
Ryan probably does.
Ryan's been to both.
I'm just being nice.
So me too. So then, yeah, carrot cake. I like that. But then I go to warm chocolate melting cake.
We should just do our own podcast, me and Jim.
No, you shouldn't. Your jokes are the same.
And they're funny.
Yeah, you insult the same people, so you should.
We can put like little disclaimers on the bottom and show like who we're talking about, so they know.
This podcast rated MA, mature audiences only.
Yeah, correct.
IA, immature audiences only. Yeah. IMA.
But anyhow, yeah. So warm chocolate melting cake is good.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like that.
You don't like chocolate?
Thank you.
Too much of a cake. That melted.
Yeah, too much. Yeah.
So what else? What else are we talking about? Time 11 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 11.
This is your day. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. It's your day.
Like people want to listen to me talk all the time.
50 years.
Well, that's the way the normal podcasts go.
I know. I talk too much. We've talked about this.
We sit here and we listen to you. That's right.
Yeah.
But it's your day today. Yeah. The floor is yours.
Yeah, if we're taking you to lunch. You get to go to Kenji's wrestling meet.
You going to win tonight, Ken?
She has a black eye.
She does. She has a
from
black eye.
From the sounds of Virginia's text, you get to have a nooner.
Really? Kenji, you got to go back to school.
Kennedy, they taught you all the stuff in wrestling yet?
Kind of.
She's getting
like
there.
Half Nelson. What are all the moves? I don't even know what they're called. She tells me how to do them. Chicken wing.
Sprawl. I love chicken wings.
What's your favorite?
What's your favorite move?
Alligator roll, headlock.
You want to show it to Ryan?
Alligator roll.
Oh, gladly.
Yeah.
Can we get Nate to get the camera down here so we can get...
What do I have to do?
Ryan's got a camera on himself.
Do I have to move?
Yeah, you're gonna, go over
you're
there.
Throw me down.
No, it's just a roll.
A roll? Is that going to require me having to get up?
Jelly roll.
Hey, can you get the camera down here?
There, you can kind of see it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, right over there. See?
What do I have to do?
See us over here? Ryan's the crash test dummy.
I'm trying to think of which one I want to do.
Hurry How up. About just off the table?
Yeah.
Just, like jump off the table onto Ryan's back.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
You have a metal chair back there?
At Ryan's leg.
You ready?
No, I have to pee. It'd be nice.
Oh, God.
All right, you ready?
Yep. What do I have to do?
Cross face. It's a cradle. Yeah, they gotta roll him over.
What the hell are we doing?
Got him.
Maybe this can be a new segment in our podcast. Yeah.
Kennedy's wrestling moves. It'll be a segment on our
She wants to be podcast. On the podcast, so maybe we should. That's pretty gross.
We'll have Jerry here next week for you.
Have Jerry lick the floor up. Your ear fell out.
Anyway, so yeah, it's a birthday boy.
Yeah, wrestling meet tonight. That'll be fun.
And I'll plan your whole weekend for you. So yeah.
Yeah, we're home. We've been home one weekend since Thanksgiving, and it's February 20th.
No cheer.
Cheer takes us all over the place. Work takes us all over the place. And then we go back and see Virginia's family for the holidays. And it's just we're gone a lot starting Thanksgiving. You guys know that.
Man, that's like 12 weeks, 13 weeks.
I know.
Yeah.
Somebody's phone's buzzing.
It's me. My phone's buzzing a lot today.
What is it, Super Dave?
Everybody.
Super Dave.
No, they're sending me text messages.
Both of your phones are buzzing. Do we need to leave? Do you need some alone time?
No. I had to get Ken's food ordered for Subway. So...
Yeah, it's a good day.
You got your birthday from Menards. Collector mug.
I know. Paul Menard sent that to me.
Paul Menard. I saw him race last night.
No, she said, is Paul Menard winning? I was like, babe, he don't even race no more.
The car said Menard on it. I thought it was him.
She thought it was Paul Menard. I said, that's not Paul Menard. It's Ryan Blaney.
I don't know. I don't watch the races. I don't watch NASCAR. So
she's
I don't know.
Like, I don't watch it.
They raced last night?
They did.
Yeah.
They crashed.
Daytona 500.
They crashed in the last lap.
I think they crashed on the sixth lap, too. Yeah, they crashed right away, and then they crashed at the end with 8 laps to go. And
that's
like,
why I don't like watching the sport contest.
I thought every car in the field except the first place except the first place car was in that crash. There was a lot of cars in that crash.
Who won that?
Byron.
Oh, yeah, that's right. William Byron. You didn't watch it?
William Byron.
No. I woke up.
I thought it was interesting when they talk about him on that TV show that they did on Netflix or the Netflix show that they did. That he
so about his iRacing experience.
All his iRacing stuff. I thought that was interesting. It was funny because when COVID broke out in 2020 and everything started shutting down,
that was where everybody
a lot of people went iRacing, and we don't have anything to do with iRacing. I don't even know if there's any of our tracks are on iRacing, to be quite honest. I don't think so. But I don't know because I don't do it. But I thought it was really interesting that his background come from iRacing, and he firmly believes in it, and he does a lot of it still to prep for the cup races that he does. I thought that was kind of fascinating. But those iRacing, you see people selling those simulators on Facebook and Marketplace and stuff like that, and holy cow, you can spend a lot of money on just the simulators and the seats and the screens and all that stuff to do that. I mean, nothing is cheap.
No.
Even they cost more than some race cars cost. The iRacing setups, the simulator setups, especially the really fancy ones that have movement and all the stuff that they do.
When I was driving over here today, I had ESPN radio on, and they were talking about how training now has moved to iRacing, how you can do something like that. But not in any other sport are you going to be able to do that.
They do that in football or
basketball or anything like that.
The only other experience I had in simulators is when you try to get your pilot's license, they do a lot of flight simulation.
It's been, what, 12, 15
13 years.
2010. I started my student pilot training in 2010. It's 2024, and I still don't have it.
I was pregnant with Kennedy, and she'll be 13 next month. So
yeah.
That's how long it's been.
But they do a lot of simulators.
You to get your pilot's license is almost old enough to drive.
Yeah, I know. They do a lot of flight simulators, too.
What happens first? Kennedy gets a driver's license, or you get your pilot license?
Probably Kennedy's driver's license.
Yeah, probably. I'd have to start almost all over again.
And I'm not flying with him, so.
I was driving to, again, I flew to Waco this weekend, and, you know, she canceled her flight, and so I flew alone and then drove from Waco over to Abilene. It's about the same drive as it is from Dallas, so, oh, my God, heck, and it's cheaper to go to Waco. And I was driving over there, and I was thinking, yeah, why don't Matt Mueller come pick me up in his airplane? Why don't I just call him? And then he was there racing a mod, and I said that to him. In tech, I was like, you know, I almost called you to come get me so I didn't have to drive over here. He said, oh, you should have. My God damn it. I thought of it too late. Because he flies a lot. Matt Mueller does.
Paul Stone.
Paul Stone flies a lot. Mike Juergens, I think, is even flying, actually.
That's really scary if he gets a pilot license.
He has a pilot license? I hope not.
I thought at one point in time he was trying to get his pilot
license. I've seen him drive the chalk.
Yeah, I don't think he should get his pilot's license.
He's our chalk line pilot at the
Super Nationals. I'm not sure if he can pass the test for that.
What test?
The pilot test.
part of the pilot test?
All of it.
Can you imagine getting in an airplane with Mike Juergens flying?
No, I just jump out.
I wouldn't get like, in the passenger seat of a car with him driving.
I wouldn't ride the chalk dealer with him driving it.
I know.
Shoot. They are getting ready to release. It's kind of interesting. Speaking of Super Nationals, they're getting ready to release the Travel Iowa, the Iowa Travel Bureau, whatever.
The Tourism Bureau.
The Tourism Bureau for the state. He's getting ready to release some of the Soul of Iowa 2.0 videos that they did.
2.0. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
They came to Super Nationals last year. So I was watching actually some of that because they had a meeting while we were gone and I missed it. So she sent me the link to watch it. So I watched the meeting. I was up there watching the meeting, and they were featuring some of the videos and stuff. And they brought in an FPV pilot to do all of their Soul of Iowa stuff. And he does a lot of good work. His name is Jay Christensen, I think is his name. but he has a studio that does a lot of drone footage. He was doing it for the Formula One race. He was doing it for, he does a lot for a lot of hockey teams. He's doing it for, I think he's up in Minnesota. He was doing it for the, some of their pro sports up there. But yeah, so I'm kind of excited to see that that video footage come out because they came, they were at Super Nationals last year, shot a lot of footage, and they're going to include the Super Nationals footage as part of the feature that they did on Boone, Iowa last year. So
speaking of that release. When's the next docu-series come out? Yeah, oh, they're all three? Okay.
Yeah, four of them.
Four?
He's released all of those, which has been good, cool, too. There's a lot of people saying a lot of positive things about the docu-series.
I haven't heard anybody say one thing but negative about them.
No, they're pretty cool.
And that's hard to do when they're talking about us.
Exactly. Well, that's because we weren't featured on them. If we were the people they were featuring, it would be a different story. But, yeah, there's a lot of cool individuals, racers at Super Nationals telling that story in the docu-series, too, as well.
And it is so, kind of cool. Because, you know, I think sometimes we're so close to it, we don't. I think sometimes it's hard for us to see how much that event really means to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat and refreshing to hear people talk like that about it.
I'm starting to get Facebook messages, hey, when's camping open? You know, stuff like that.
For what year?
For this year.
Oh, okay.
I think registration is normally like the first of July, first week of July.
Yeah, I mean, but last time.
4 months.
2026 camping is now open. Taking deposits.
Yeah. I mean, I was over at Boone just a couple weeks ago, and there was like 2 or 3 feet of snow on the ground, on the front stretch at least, because it doesn't get a lot of sun. So I'm sure it's gone now. But, yeah, Jerry said Marshalltown was getting ready to go already, getting ready to race, get on the racetrack there. And
Wayne Becker was talking about having a practice.
It's been, Jefferson. Besides that, what, couple of weeks, we had just complete trash weather here.
It was snowy and it was cold. Otherwise, it's been mild.
It's been
nice
here.
Next week.
It's supposed to be 60? In the 60s.
So maybe by that.
It'll be bikini weather, babe.
Well, open the pool. By the time the frost dusters are here, maybe it'll still be warm.
Let's hope.
That'd be nice.
Let's hope. Again, I went to Abilene last weekend, and
it was colder there than here.
It was the same temperature in Abilene it was in Iowa.
Like I asked earlier, crazy. who would want to live in Texas with weather like that?
I know. That's what I said. Who lives here?
Whatever. He wants to move there, too, so don't
let it was cold down there. I felt, you know, Rob had a decent, you know, very similar car count to last year, but when it's cold,
stacked against him.
He did, and I don't care what anybody says. You know, race fans don't like cold weather. People can say, oh, hey, we want to race, but generally speaking, cold weather will slaughter attendance. I don't care what race it is or where, what part of the country, especially down there. I think people in Texas, when it gets cold, they act especially scared. You don't know.
They're not used to it though.
They aren't. They act especially scared of cold weather down there. You know, to us up here, it's like, it's not that big a deal. Again, I wore a t-shirt out. I walked into Lowe's and it was cold down there one day, and the lady
at Christmas,
and the lady said, "Honey, what are you wearing a t-shirt for? Aren't you freezing?" I'm like, "No, it's not that cold out." It was like.
Like 60.
It was like, no, it was in the 30s.
It wasn't that.
Might have been in the low 40s that day. She acted like it was just freising. I'm like, isn't that bad? But anyhow.
Well, like I said, speaking of Texas, KSP.
Yeah, this weekend.
Spring kickoff.
You're going down there. Weather's supposed to be a lot better.
Yes.
Get some barbecue.
That's the plan.
Jambo.
Yep.
That's the plan.
We're talking about going down there in March.
Did you talk to Toby Herring after he won at Abilene?
I did. Yeah, I haven't seen Toby for a long time.
I know it.
It's been a while. I'm like, holy cow, you're still racing? He's like, yeah. He works in the medical field in the oil industry. Yeah. So he said it's just the oil stuff out there in West Texas and East New Mexico is just
crazy.
Going crazy. So he's super busy I hadn't seen him since. I think last time I seen him was probably in the tower at the duel in the desert.
He and I exchanged a lot of $1 bills back then.
Yeah, that's how I got to know him really well.
That's still a thing?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
The duel?
I haven't been there in a couple of years. We used to sit in the tower. We used to sit in the tower. Toby and all them would come up, and they'd come up, and the promoters would come up, IMCA promoters would come up in the tower. And we would sit up there and bet. We'd sit up there and bet dollars. That's why I got the name Toby.
It'd be easy to do now.
He's a super nice guy. Yeah.
I'll take the field. Less here's my $7.
Less cars to bet on.
Thank you. Somebody would win.
You two are a bad combo.
I just feel just out of place.
This is why I don't. This is why I don't want Virginia on the podcast.
Well, but why do you ask me to come?
She encourages Jim, and Jim feeds off it, and he encourages her.
And it's a day when Jim is actually here too.
I mean, yeah. It's my birthday. Don't ruin my birthday talking about that stuff.
Give us a couple other topics we can talk about, Brett.
I was trying.
Laundry.
My topic's always GTL.
My tacos.
My topics always go back to racing. You know, I'm like, it's just always something to do with racing, generally speaking. I don't know why. Maybe I'm addicted to it. Been in it so long, I don't know what else to talk about. I'm shallow like that, I guess.
Do you seek treatment for that? Or
I should.
Should
go to counseling for it. Sure, you have a racing problem.
Counseling for that.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, I'm going to get Kendi back to school because she has wrestling tonight, so.
Yes. Well, thank you for doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very kind of you, Jim.
Jim planned it all.
Jim he can was get worried. You to do the podcast, and if I ask her, she's like, I ain't doing that.
I think the biggest thing you were worried about done was finding broke the ice.
Well, he called me, and I said, well, is Jerry going to be there? And he said, no. I said, I'm in.
We broke the ice. So now we can do IMCA After Dark with Virginia.
Oh, gosh. So then, okay. You said it.
It might end up with us arguing, though. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Roast
Nate,
you.
Schedule it. I'll come up with a list of topics.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for doing this. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Caught me completely off guard. I was looking forward to lunch. Now I'm especially looking forward to lunch.
I know.
What time are we eating?
Soon.
Noon?
Yeah, probably.
ASAP.
20, 30 minutes. We'll probably head over there.
And we better end this deal.
I have to get back to work.
Yeah.
Getting close to taco. School.
I know.
Well, Kennedy, good luck tonight.
Oh, she's getting a nap in.
So they're napping.
She got her practice in. I'm still sore from that. Whatever roll she did on me.
Yeah.
Alligator roll.
Alligator roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Jelly roll.
Well, to anybody else who's celebrating a birthday today.
It doesn't matter.
Happy birthday.
You're one of 18 people on my Facebook that have a birthday today.
Really?
18.
18 people.
I have February 7 20. Or 8.
And we talked about this just last
my
night.
My friend Kristen Kelly, it's her birthday.
And we talked about this just last night. I'm 52, which is a divisible of 4, which means I was born on leap year. I was 9 days away from being, what's 50?
Oh, leap baby.
Yeah. Well, what would
so
I be?
13.
Yeah, I would be 13. Numbers man knows I was going to ask him.
You'd be a felon at that point.
I would
be a felon.
Might fit in over here.
But I would be a cool. Exactly. I would be a cool 13-year-old.
You act 13. That's what's She's funny about it.
Cougar. I do act 13. I do act 13. I don't want to act any older than that.
All right, I got to get Ken to school.
All right.
Perfect. Well, see you Ryan, lunch. Take us out of this deal.
What are we doing? We're done?
What do you, it's just
what's
a
going on this weekend? Kennedale?
Kennedale, I think Cocopaw. Nate, what do we got on TV?
I was going to say, Florida.
That starts next week.
We're within a with
Nate's heading to Florida.
Away.
Nate's heading down to Florida. So
I can't wait to see Jerry's Snapchats from there.
Nate, you're in charge of Jerry down in Florida.
Gallery stuff.
And you plan this that, right? You
happy
make the
birthday,
house.
Stinky fat, smelly fat, stinky fat dad.
Okay, thanks. Bye, love you. I'll see you at wrestling. Bye. You going to win or lose?
Good luck, Kennedy.
Win.
She's going to win.
She's going to win.
She said she's going to win, so.
I have no doubt. She just kicked my ass, so.
Yeah, that's right. So Nate's got to go babysit Jerry, and that'll be fun.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
So we'll be back with episode number 4. When?
Season week or two? Three,
whenever we can get, after Florida.
Whenever everybody's back from Florida. So until then, yeah.
March, March is a relatively, still a little bit slow from a racing standpoint. So everybody will be around.
Ardmore and Beatrice. And anybody's birthday in March?
In March?
Yeah.
Batesville.
I'm 50 in April.
Ryan's 50 in April. Wow. That'll be an excellent podcast.
I'll have to sit that one out. I see how you treat people when they celebrate birthdays. So.
Well, I'll start planning that one now. Give me some time on that. We'll really get some good special guests in here for you.
Yeah. I can only imagine. my walk of life crossing over with racing walk of life.
Another must-see podcast coming up.
IMCA after dark.
There you go.
Woo.
There you go. All right, so we're done here today. Yeah. So Kennedale this weekend. Otherwise, check everything out on IMCA TV. What is the replay? $24.99. Is that right?
And so, you get to watch the documentary with the
and
replay.
The documentary
and the birthday episode.
And the birthday episode.
Well, that's going to be just a pay-per-view. We're not going to show this. Something special like this, we just can't put that out there.
Box office flop is what they'll call that.
Otherwise, Barbie movie.
Yeah, you like that Barbie stuff.
You got good reviews.
He went.
I went.
You wore a pink shirt, too, from what I heard.
I refused to watch it.
It was not pink, but I had to go. Sometimes
I have to go, too. I have to pee.
Ryan's done.
You said to read us out, so I did that like two or three times.
You got to be like Jerry Jr. Take us out of this.
No, you do it. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
It's over.
Well, hey, it's over. Everybody. We're done.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Happy birthday, bitch.
Thank you, Brett. I mean, really, all joking aside, we really appreciate everything you do for us employees here at IMCA and everybody, because at the end of the day, we all know, if it came down to it, there's nothing you wouldn't do for any employees and friends, and we really, really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that as well.
Okay, we can go now.